guys, welcome back to another podcast. This is Real Life with Me. If you are new here, hello, my name is Chloe. Basically, this is the podcast where everything is raw and unedited. So, yeah. If you are not new here, welcome back. So, just like yesterday, this is going to be the same thing involving school. So yes, this is another project. So, this one is a multimodal project for English. So, yeah. this topic is going to be about, basically my culture in quotation marks and how that is or can be perceived by others. I'm basically going to be talking about how my mother is an academic and being raised under that. It's issues on my end, how the world can see it on the other end. So yes. First things first, I would definitely love to give my mother the praise that she deserves. She was in school for 13 years just to get her PhD. She's a victimologist, so she really does a lot. She teaches 3 different classes. No, 4. Intro to Crim. She has her victimology class, her stats class, and then she has some other class that she's building from the ground up, and I am currently her guinea pig for this class. So growing up with someone who is an academic can be stressful. It definitely puts a lot on my end sometimes, especially when it comes to grades. She was constantly on me about my grades. I needed to have A's. I needed to have this. I needed to have that. Like, if I was failing, I was going to be 6 feet under. So definitely something I try to avoid. But now that I'm in college, and not to mention the same college she teaches, it's even harder. She knows my professors. She knows how to look at my grades because I am a student. Even though she is my mom, I'm still a student at the university that she teaches at. So it can be complicated. The good things is that she definitely helps me, and she definitely sees things that I don't, and I can learn a lot from her about how the university works, and if the university ever thought about doing something different, I would be the first of all students to know. Because typically she tells me about stuff that's going on. So if the university is thinking about doing something, she's gonna tell me. So there are those benefits. Now, as far as everybody else seeing that, everybody seems to put me on this pedestal that I'm smart, educated, that I'm quite conservative and quiet. I immediately get the finger pointed at me for being the smartest in the classroom or having a so-called rich life, or basically that I get what I want. Spoiled, I guess you can say. Definitely not the case. My mom, she's definitely strict, but she's not at the same time. No, I'm not the smartest person in the classroom. There are definitely people out there who are way smarter than me. I procrastinate, and my mother knows I procrastinate. It's pretty bad, and I'm currently trying to fix it and better myself so that it doesn't cause this commotion, I guess you can say. It tends to be a struggle, and it just, I hate it sometimes. I really do. It gets to be too much when people just put me in this weird situation because of my mom. For example, there's this guy that I used to work with who is currently taking, or I wouldn't say currently taking, but used to take my mom's class. And there was a lot that he couldn't discuss with me because of the fact that he thought I was going to tell my mom. And that's not the case. Sure, I talked to my mom about everything, but honestly, that's not my business. That's not my business to tell. But it kind of sucks when they make it aware, like, oh, we can't talk around this one. And it just makes me just sit there and wonder, like, that's kind of mean that you said that, because you're just putting me on this pedestal that I'm, like, this snitch, or, you know, I'm gonna tell my mom every little thing. But like I said, I mean, yeah, I do talk to my mom a lot, but it's only because she's my mom. Like, what else am I gonna do? Like, not talk to her? So yes, it sucks because I do get put in weird situations, and honestly, I can't really help that. I'm proud of my mom. I love her. But I can't help the situation itself. I can't help that. But it's okay though. I'm proud of my mom, and I love everything that she does. Now, I know that this isn't the most interesting podcast in the world, but I feel like this also needed to be addressed outside of school. Even though that this is for a project, for those who do listen, please don't judge a book by its cover. I mean, you never know what really goes on, you know? You never know the type of crap that people have to deal with when you mention that your mom's a professor at the same school that you attend. Most students either take advantage of that or tend to back away. So it's a little hard to make friends. But it's okay. So I think I probably described it in the best ability that I could have, as far as what I see and what other people see. I will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.